This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Crawford Management Group and Smart Time Consultants. Please be advised that the voices and opinions you hear do not represent the views of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hi, my name is Leah Crawford.
And I'm Rhonda Nolan.
And you're listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show.
For all the beautiful entrepreneurs out there,
this is for you.
Hey, happy, happy Saturday, Las Vegas. This is Leah Crawford. I am your host today. Miss Rhonda Nolan is out having a good time. Rhonda, enjoy that girlfriend event, please. Hate that I can't be there with you, but, you know, some of us, you know, I had to stay here this weekend. I want to say it is a beautiful Saturday. Y'all know I'm working out now. I'm on that Peloton every day. I hit every day this week. So entrepreneurs, everyone listening, yo, we got to work out. We got to work out these bodies of ours. You know, you only get one, right? You might get some replacement things put in, like replacing your knees and different things like that. But you only get one body. So let's take care of it. Let's really, really take care of it. Watching what you eat, doing a little bit of walking. We're having beautiful nights, beautiful nights. Just take a stroll around the block. Go look and see, you know, just go see different things. You know, I actually walked up and down a strip earlier this week, and it was good just to be out. Just to be outside. Well, today on the show, we have a special guest. Well, every week we have a special guest, but I am so happy. You know, Marshonda, thank you for connecting us with Miss Tierra. Tierra, you know what? Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and it was interesting because, you know, I love Marshonda.
I do too.
And when she emailed me, she's like, "Is somebody I want you to meet?" And I'm like, "Okay," because you know I'm always looking for creative people in the valley, and we want you to talk about your business. We want to learn more about you. So, yes. Tierra Farley from Los Angeles, California, right?
Yes.
How long have you been in Las Vegas?
I've been in Las Vegas since 2011.
All right, so you've been here for a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. So about 13 years?
Yeah,
almost 13? Okay.
It'll be 13 in October.
Love it. All right, well, I can't say welcome to Las Vegas. Glad you're here. Your business, because we were talking about it a little bit, and you're in the wellness space.
Yes.
The wellness space. I'm looking at your flyer. It's a cryo sale.
Yes.
What is cryotherapy?
Cryotherapy is a holistic approach to pain management that we use. You can also use it for skin tightening and for fat dissolve.
Oh.
Yes. And there's cryotherapy is actually just a therapy of cold temperatures. The service that I provide is targeted cryotherapy, where you're able to target one area of the body and relieve pain or whatever it is that you would like to take care of.
Cryotherapy, and it's cold.
Yes.
It's cold.
Below 110 degrees, actually.
Okay. All right. Got it. So cryotherapy. What other services do you offer?
I also offer IV hydration, lymphatic drainage, and also we are providing wellness events here in Las Vegas as well. Just trying to get the community into the right mindset when it comes down to wellness. I like to say that we're turning Sin City to Zen City.
Zen City. You want to know what? I'm going to use that. So if I borrow that, don't say anything. We're going to Zen City.
Yes, we are.
We are going to Zen City. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to do this type of business?
Well, I've been in the medical field very long time, about 16 years now.
You don't look much older than 25, but go ahead.
Yes, I started at a very young age.
Yeah, I tell you, I started at two. Go ahead.
You are so
I was funny. A smart two-year-old. I was a smart two-year-old. Because I've been in business here for 17 I graduated from college eons ago. So, yeah, I tell people,
I see you at AKA.
I am.
I see you over there.
I am. And Rhonda's a member of Delta Sigma Theta. So, yeah, we are sorority women.
Nice.
We do a lot of community stuff. You know?
I just went to a HBCU all-star game. I did cryotherapy there in Arizona.
You want to know? You know, one of my girlfriends did that. One of my girlfriends did that event in Phoenix.
Nice.
Yeah,
yep.
It was the first weekend in April.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was
there.
You were there. Okay.
Yes,
so
it was nice.
At that type of event, what do you do?
Well, I partnered in with an IV hydration clinic there.
Okay.
And I just did the cryotherapy, and she did IV hydration and also vitamin shots. She also had the vitamin patches as well.
Oh, wow. So do you have the vitamin patches here? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are vitamin patches?
Well, vitamin patches are it's just a route to receive your vitamins. So you put it on your arm and you'll keep it on for about 2 days and then you'll take it off and you get your supplements that way. So you don't have to worry about popping a pill or, you know, getting stuck doing a vitamin shot or actually doing the IV hydration.
Nice, nice. All right, so I'm looking at your flyer and I'm seeing cryofacials.
Yes.
Cryo Slim.
Yes.
Cellulite reduction.
I'm happy you're talking about this.
Cryo skin conditions. Yeah, because I think that is very important because how you take care of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that you just do one time.
Yes.
You have to have a routine.
Yes.
And I call it my self-care routine because I have a whole routine.
Mm-hmm.
I have nails. I'm doing facials.
I mean, you are just hitting it
so,
on the
number. So, I'm about to figure out how we're going to add this into it.
Yes, because I like that you said that it's a routine. A lot of the times with the cryotherapy and the pain management, people, they tend to think that they're gonna get their pain relief right away. And sometimes you can, and sometimes you're gonna need the actual therapy. Depending on how long you've had the pain and what's causing the pain, you might have to go in, you know, 2-3 more times to relieve the pain. Yet you do have those where, you know, like my mother, she had meniscus surgery and she was complaining of pain in her knee for 2 years and the pain was gone instantly. You don't want to get too attached to the instant pain relief. You really don't want to get too attached to instant gratification at all when it comes down to wellness.
Well, I'm going to say this. Instant gratification in anything is not always good. Yeah, because, you know, like with instant gratification, it is very, the internet has gotten us into this instant gratification, you know, and like I said before, it is about the journey. It is about the journey. But when you're talking about cryotherapy, because this is a new concept, probably the last 10 years or so.
Yes, indeed.
Last decade. So you have to educate the population.
And what I love about it is that there's constant information backed up, you know, different studies from reliable sources proving, you know, how it's beneficial on a science level. And, you know, I'm a nurse, so I geek on that.
Oh, so you're a nurse. All right.
Yes.
So
I'm a registered nurse.
You're a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So when you got into, what pushed you to even want to do this? Because you're a nurse. You can make a good living as a nurse.
Yes. Burnout. And also I did a seminar of the future of nursing and we talked a great deal about the financing in the medical system and all of that good stuff of where all the money was going. And it just kind of made me feel like a pawn on the chess table a little bit. And I just wanted something to call my own. And I definitely wanted to make my mark in the community. And I have to say, working with people has been the greatest, like, reward of it all. People take care of people.
People take care of people. Okay. I like that. People taking care of people. Again, 702-741-4076. 702-741-4076. talked about the facials quickly earlier. Tell me about those cryofacials, though. What does that look like?
The cryofacials are extremely refreshing. You will be so surprised how hot our head gets.
I'm not. Yeah. I was at the hairdresser one time and she told me I was having a hot flash.
Yes.
And she could feel the heat. She put a cold blow dryer on my head. She was like, look, I don't know what you're over here experiencing. I was like, I'm having a personal summer.
Yes.
It's personal. But she could feel the heat coming off my head.
Yes. Yes. So it cools you down. It also exposes your facial tissues to the cold temperatures and helps stimulate collagen. Mm. So that also helps with the skin tightening and helps with the wrinkles.
Got it. So you just basically, now, how often would you recommend someone getting a cryofacial?
Once a month.
Once a month?
Okay. Yes.
Right now, would add that to your other facial?
Yes, indeed.
All right, so still do your facial, but then add this on as an additional. Now, if you're targeting a bar, okay, so for me, it's arms.
Yes.
Arms and thighs.
Yes.
My upper arm, I don't know what it is about the upper part of my arm and the upper part of my thigh.
Mm-hmm.
The flabbiness. And my concern was because you see people that lose weight quickly and they can't, the flabbiness, does it help with that?
Yes, indeed. So that also helps with the collagen producing and tightening the skin as well.
Right. Okay. So now when you come, do you do the whole body or you said someone can just do a targeted area?
You can do the targeted area. Honestly, you can do whatever area you'd like to do. But there are, you know, additional circumstances.
All right. So then, well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I contact you and I'm interested.
Yes.
Walk me through the process. I mean, what types of questions are you asking me? I mean, are we doing a consultation first?
Or? Yes, we'll do a consultation. First thing I want to know is if you're having any signs and symptoms of cold and flu within the last, 24 hours, because this is a lymphatic sort of service. So anything that you're dealing with the lymphatic system, you want to make sure that there are no signs of sickness because you can potentially spread the infection through the body. So you want to make sure that they don't have that. You also want to make sure that they are not having any type of high blood pressure at the time because it does constrict the vessels and things like that. And also you want to make sure that they don't have any type of chemotherapy that they could be potentially, at risk for. So that's also dealing with the immune system.
So basically, you need to have a very good idea of what your health status is.
Indeed, yes.
Before you even attempt to do mm-hmm. something like this, because you want to be safe.
Yes,
you indeed. Just don't want to be out there trying stuff, and then you, all right, got it. I understand that. So here, my name is Leah Crawford. You are listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. I have Miss Tierra Farley here on the air with us. The name of your business is
Vitality Recovery and Wellness.
Vitality Recovery and Wellness. You also said that you had a recovery center.
Yeah, so I have a recovery house.
A recovery house. Talk to me about the recovery house.
Yeah, so it is a house geared just for people who are having cosmetic surgery. I kind of started that everything at the same time about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And that kind of just took me by the jaw because the industry was so big and there was so much of a need for safe recovery for cosmetic care around the pandemic. Cosmetic surgery increased tremendously. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were looking online in the Shade Room when they had about 25 wheelchairs coming back from the Dominican Republic. People are just doing it at a very rapid rate, and the seriousness of it has been watered down. So what I do is...
And it's serious because it's surgery.
A major surgery.
It's major surgery.
Yes.
And you need to take time to recover. No, but I did see where there were a number of people going to the Dominican or going to different places.
Yes.
They were doing their mouths, they were doing all types of body parts, just
yes.
everything. People going to Miami just to have these surgeries done, but really not taking time to heal after surgery.
Yeah, so, and the doctor can only do so much, you know, and how you recover can potentially affect the doctor's work. So you want to make sure that you're getting your lymphatic massages. You want to make sure that if you are having complications, you are checking, you know, your vital signs just to make sure that you are okay. So a lot of people, you know, they have these surgery groups where people are kind of conversing with each other back and forth about their experiences. And they would just kind of chuck things to the game like, well, if I have, if I'm feeling dizzy, oh, that's normal. You're feeling dizzy.
And it's not.
Well, it is normal, okay. But you also want to make sure that you want to check your blood pressure, you know, and make sure that your blood pressure is normal.
So when you're talking about getting cosmetic surgery, it's more than just the surgery itself. You
yes.
need to look at the follow-up, what's the follow-through, and to make sure that you have a healthy recovery.
And catching those complications while it's still early, you know.
Because it could be a sign of something else.
Yes, something very serious.
Something very serious. All right, you're listening to the Let's Talk with Lea and Rhonda show, giving you some education, also exposing you to cryotherapy. This is my first time actually really delving deep into this. First time, no, I looked a little bit into it when we scheduled you.
Yes.
And I was like, this is interesting. This is different.
I'd love for you to try it out. Are you having any pain anywhere?
No, I don't have pain, but
that's
I got
good.
Some. I just got on the bike. The pain. Okay, so the pain that I have is from working out, from working the muscles
yes.
that I haven't worked, that I've been sitting on for about a couple years. And now I'm like, okay, y'all, it's time to wake up. It's time to get to work. I don't
yes.
have any regular outside of working out pain, and that's
good.
You know, just stretch the muscles. I stretch afterwards.
That's a blessing.
And if I feel the pain, I stretch again. So I don't have any pain, but I don't have any pain like that, but I do want to try it. So I am going to try it.
Yes,
because I want to see, because I'm big on facials. Like I told you, I'm big on self-care.
Me too.
I believe that I like me. I love me.
Me
not
too.
Even I like me and I like me and I love me.
Yes.
And by me loving me, I'm gonna show me that I love me. Now, how you feel about me, that's on you. I love me.
Okay.
And loving me, take time to take care of me. You know, I do the body scrubs. I go, I do all of that
yes.
stuff. But I take time to take care of me every day. You know, I give myself a hand massage every morning.
Yes.
I'm rubbing my feet.
Yes.
You know, I'm loving on me because I love me. I do.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful place to be.
Yes, it is.
Because I know, I remember a time when that wasn't the case. But now that it is, and I feel different. So
yes.
I present different.
Yes.
Happy. You know, when people ask me, how are you today? Oh, I'm amazing.
Yes.
And they're like, well, didn't this just happen? I'm amazing. I don't know about y'all. I'm amazing.
Yes.
And I'm going to be amazing.
Yes.
My kids call me Miss Amazing. Like, hi, Miss Amazing. Hi. How are you?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, so anybody that knows the call, how are you? Amazing. Amazing. And you can be amazing, too.
Sure can.
You can be.
All right, choose to.
But you have to choose to. Mm-hmm. You know, you really have to choose to. So I have Miss Tierra Farley on here with me, the owner of Vitality.
Recovery and Wellness.
We are talking about cryotherapy. It is a cold therapy, and I'll go over it again. It's targeted cryotherapy, cryo slim, cryo facials, cryo for skin condition and cellulite reduction,
and pain management.
See,
yes.
you got to add that on here.
I didn't see.
Okay, I got it. Pain management.
Yes.
All right.
So the way that it relieves pain as well, exposing the cold temperatures to the tissues, is that for one, it helps release inflammation, which that is usually the root of all the pain. When people take the pain medicine, only thing that their body does is make them forget that they're in pain. Dealing with the cryotherapy, it combats with the inflammation and also releases other hormones, which is our natural painkiller hormones, with their endorphins and epinephrine.
Endorphins and epinephrine. Yep. I heard about that. Again, but it's not a one-stop shop. It's not you do it one time and that's it.
It could be.
It can, oh, okay. So
I know some great success stories. I mean, that's the reason why I provided the service, because I had a one-stop shop, but I'm in the medical field, so I know how important it is with your verbiage and how people can come to you expecting, you know, something, and if they don't get it, you know, I just like to stay on the safe side. So okay. A lot of the times I'm just as happy as the clients are.
Well, okay, but the thing, I'm thinking something cold. I'm like, and it's cold, right?
Yeah, but
it's,
I mean,
cold,
think about
right?
it.
Well,
we're in Las Vegas.
It's cold, right?
I think people are just going to be like, can you just spray a little of that on me right now? It's 122 degrees.
It's 120. That's what it feels like, right? Because with the heat coming off the concrete in the summertime,
it's
nothing nice. People always ask, how do you live there? I'm like, because I don't stand outside.
Right.
I'm indoors most of the time.
I never thought that I would be a resident of Las Vegas.
Well, let me tell you what someone told me. They were like, you go to the desert to heal.
Yes.
Go to the desert to heal. And I was like, and we are in the desert.
Yes, we are.
We are in the desert. So I guess I had a lot of healing, because I've been here for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of healing. And I feel healed now.
Yes.
I feel healed.
I feel great.
I feel amazing. I love
the toxicity that happens in this city, I don't think I would have found myself anywhere else.
And that's an interesting dynamic, right?
Yes.
Because there are a lot of things going on that maybe not as healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But you found a healthy space here, because it is a healthy space here. This is an amazing community to
yes.
be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Again, this is Leah Crawford. You are listening to the Let's Talk with Leah and Rhonda show. Miss Rhonda Nolan, we miss you. We miss you. We miss you. Tiara, I want to tell you thank you before the end of the show. Thank you for accepting our invitation to
thank
come
you for
on
having
the show.
Me.
I am looking forward to bringing you back on so we can
yes.
delve deeper, especially as you grow the business.
Yes.
And you're actually helping more people, because you touched on some very important things. Cosmetic surgery. You know, there's a lot of people getting cosmetic surgery,
mm-hmm.
and that you have a home where they can come and heal.
Yes.
Now, let me, before we go, how long do you recommend, if you have cosmetic surgery,
mm-hmm.
how long do people normally stay in the home?
It just kind of depends on the surgery that they're having. Okay. Usually if they're having a breast augmentation, I suggest they stay there 2-3 days. Tummy tuck, 5 to 7 days. BBL, 3 to 5 days. And sometimes they have it all. So I tell them to stay for about a week.
Stay for about a week. Okay.
The longest I've had someone stay was 16 days.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed with her husband, and she was doing great. You know, she wanted to make sure her tubes were removed before she left. So sometimes when they put those, you know, those draining tubes in.
Those draining tubes in, right.
They, you know, you can't just take them out. They have to drain a certain amount before you're able to take them out. So she didn't want to get back on the plane with those on. So she stayed 16 days.
16 days to make sure that her body was healed enough so that she could. Because when you think about traveling, we don't.
Yes.
You know, your elevation and a whole bunch of other things
mm-hmm.
can basically cause something to happen.
Yeah, blood clots.
Mm-hmm. Blood clots. Got it. All right. Well, that ends our show for today. Again, thank you for coming on. I look forward to bringing you back and having a consistent conversation with you so we can learn more about this. As you learn more, we want to learn more.
I love this whole setting.
I appreciate you.
All
right. Las Vegas, enjoy your Saturday. I want to say hello to all my sorors of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Theta Theta Omega Chapter. Good morning, sorors. Have a blessed and happy day, Las Vegas. Peace and blessings. Bye.